see. Let's welcome them, shall we? The Civilian Conservation Corps from Athens, Georgia, with Mike Williams as their leader.
Yeah, and Ed Fleming on the mic.
Well, I know.
Yeah, yeah. How about this? Showing your better side to him, Ed.
Please. Maybe big. You are great.
Thank you. We're from Athens, Georgia, Civilian Conservation Corps, and we're going to sing any of the songs that are on the program. We're going to sing a little song called Love Come Home. Letter that I write to you, sweetheart, I hope you'll understand that you're the only one for me. Please forgive me if you can, sweetheart, I beg you to come home tonight. I'm so blue and all alone. I promise that I'll treat you right. Love, oh love, please come home. Slowly creeping round, and the fire's burning low. The snow has covered up the ground. Her bed will soon be hungry and cold. Sweetheart, I beg you to come home tonight. I'm so blue and all alone. I promise I'll treat you right. Love, oh love, please come home. Falling slowly down with a sad plaintive tone. I promise that I'll treat you right. Love, oh love, please come home. Sweetheart, I beg you to come home tonight. I'm so good all alone. Mountains of Florida. Our next song is the old song that puts all the fiddlers to the test. Jim Wilson's our fiddler, as you can tell. A little Orange Blossom special.
Before I start, they told me I wouldn't have a chance to sing or talk. I fooled them. I would like to say that no one's enjoyed this as much as me to be here. And one of the things that makes us great is the announcer, Aunt Thelma. Let's give her a big hand.
Thank you. to do it just before you practice it. just for this sort of contingency, it's an old Bill Monroe song. It's called Little Georgia Rose.
Like a man, listen to my story. Story that you know is true. A little rose who lives in Georgia. Hair of gold and eyes of blue. Mother left with another, a carefree life she had planned. That baby now is a lady who on her mother could understand. Sing love song together. I watched her do her little part. She smiled at me when I would tell her that she was my sweetheart. Way down in the mountains, way down the Georgia road, my sweetheart of mountains. She's my little Georgia.
Thank you. Florida Folks Festival again. We got a couple of numbers lined up we hope you're going to like. This is one that we have on an album that we just had released a few weeks ago. It's called There's a Pain in My Heart. Thank you very much. Really appreciate it. I'd love to get the little lady to come around now, she would, and do a number that's been around for quite a while called Blue Kentucky Girl. Thank you.
by the moon above you. How bright is it shining in your world? Some morning when you wake up all alone, just come on.
We would love to do an instrumental now for our last number. This is one that's been around for quite a while called Rubber Dolly.
I think that bell means that the morning session is now ended and the afternoon session is about to begin. For the past 20 years, I have traveled south each year from Pennsylvania to Florida to return to the Suwannee River, which Stephen Foster made immortal in song. I have even gone swimming in the Suwannee River with the alligators and the rattlesnakes, in the hope that I might acquire some form of immortality for myself. Each time I come to White Springs, I am reminded how much Florida has done for Stephen Collins Foster, a son of Pennsylvania and a Pittsburgher. As a Pennsylvanian and a Pittsburgher, I am most grateful. But in a larger sense, Stephen Foster does not belong to Pennsylvania or to Pittsburgh. He does not belong to Florida. He belongs to America and to the entire world. We share him with people everywhere, in whatever state or whatever country where they may live. As a citizen of Pennsylvania, may I express my thanks for everything which you of White Springs and Florida have done to honor this man who has played such a vital part in the creation of our American folk music. In this strange world in which we now live in 1970, a world of change and of disruption, the folk music and the folk ways of our ancestors acquire a new and important significance. It is a somewhat frightening world, this world of the computer, of the atom, and of space travel in which we now live. As we reach toward the stars, it becomes increasingly important for us to remember that our feet are still planted on Mother Earth, the planet which has nurtured us and made us what we are. Our foundations are in the past, whatever the future may be. Our ancestors came from many backgrounds, of country of origin, of language, of culture, and of creed. It is the glory and the strength of this great country of ours that we have been able to take these varied strains and to weld them into something new, the American way of life. These songs, these dances, and these customs of an earlier day form a part of our rich national heritage. They are a link between the past and the present. They can serve as the link between the present and the future. They give us a sense of our progress from origins lost in the mists of antiquity into the infinite. They help us to understand ourselves for what we were and what we now are and what we hope to become. We must never forget these links which have been forged into the chain of our national heritage. All glory to the Florida Folk Festival and to you who are participating in it for what you are doing to preserve the priceless relics of our past. And now it is my honor and my privilege to introduce to you the talented and friendly lady who will be our master of ceremonies for this afternoon session of the Folk Festival. I know that there is no one here who has met her before. Miss Thelma Bolton has been associated with the Stephen Foster Memorial for many years. As director of programs, she gives special attention to such events as the Genie Ball and the Florida Folk Festival. She presides with warmth, with grace, and with humor. She loves Florida. She loves the festival. She loves its participants. My wife and I have known her for many years. We love her. You will love her too. And now please join me in saying hello to our one and only Cousin Thelma.
I just arrived. Fresh as a daisy. Marisa, I want you to go sit with your mama and your papa. I don't want you to get lost. We have a message for Mr. Ellis.
I don't talk English good. Just see him. I like to see him. White folks. That's all I do. I come in here.
We'll put this one up, Frank. Okay, come closer now. A little closer. Speak into it. That's it.
I don't talk English good. Just come in, see you all. Keep in there. And 111. I've been here about 8 years, I think. Every year I come in here. I like to, this woman, she let me to come in here, and I come in every year.
And I was thinking.
2-3 years ago, old Billy Bowlegs come in here, I was with him. He dead. Juicy Billy, he talked pretty good. He talked English too. Might he been in school, I think, Juicy Billy? I'm not. I know talking in this. Yes. I see you all, it's all right.
I hope you understood him, because those are more remarks than he's ever made at the Florida Folk Festival. But he was telling you that as long as he lived, the last days of his life, Billy Bowlegs III, too, came to the Florida Folk Festival. But Billy is gone now. He's in the happy hunting ground. Now let's welcome a tale from a capital tale teller, Peggy Hodges, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Big music.
That didn't sound very good with him, did it? Give it a try.
Cousin Thelma said that I was a tale teller, and I am, but when I was at Tony Beaver's lumber camp in West Virginia, he said that I was a truth teller, and what I'm going to tell you has all the lies sifted out of it. It's about one time when seemed like that lumber camp was just full of spite and meanness and tale-telling. And Tony Beaver said he couldn't stand it no more. He said, we're all froze up, and we got to do something to thaw out. We got to get up above ourselves. So we went out into the woods to think it out. And while I was there, early in the morning before the sun really had come up, he saw a little bitty dewdrop, just an ordinary kind of dewdrop that you might see too. And this one was a-lying there on a little bit of moss. And just then, the sun did come up, and one beam struck that dewdrop. And it started a-twinkling back at Tony Beaver, first one side and then the other side, and then right into the heart of it. And Tony Beaver said to himself, why, I'm looking right into the heart of all creation. And right that moment, seemed to him that he heard music. Music not too far away. Well, there was one little guy who was called Fiddlin' Jimmy, and he was there at the lumber camp that year. And Tony Beaver called out, Fiddlin' Jimmy, you ought to be at work. Everybody else is at work. How come you're not at work? Well, Fiddlin' Jimmy, he came running and said, Tony, I've been working. What you talking about? Tony said, I heard music. I thought it was you. 'Twasn't me, said Fiddlin' Jimmy. Tony Beaver said, well, I heard it just as I was looking at this dewdrop and the sun struck it, the early morning sun. Look out, said Fiddlin' Jimmy, look out. That was the big music that you heard. Don't you know that all around us there is a wall that you can't see, but it's there, and right behind it is the big music. And once in a while, if you're looking at a dewdrop early in the morning before the sun comes up, and then the sun hits it, it makes a hole through that wall, and the big music starts to come through. And you watch out, because that's something mighty powerful that you better not fool with. But Tony Beaver said, I think that's just what we need to make the big music come busting through here and raise us up above ourselves and just sweep all the meanness and the spite away. And early the next morning, he made all of us come out there in the woods, and he found a little bitty dewdrop, and he said, now you all look at it, and don't you say one word until the sun comes up. So we all stood around, and we looked at that dewdrop, and Fiddlin' Jimmy, he was right up the holler with his fiddle under his chin, sort of standing up on tiptoe as if he is waiting for something to happen. Something big. And then the sun did come up, and one beam struck that little dewdrop. And all at once, it seemed like the stillness inside of us busted loose. And Fiddlin' Jimmy hollered out, it's coming. Glory be, the big music's busted through. And then we could hear it. And Fiddlin' Jimmy, he started to fiddle some old-time songs, the very best Stephen Foster songs they were. and it seemed like he was blazing a trail for the big music to come through. First thing he played was Old Kentucky Hole. And then he played Jeannie with the Light Brown Hair. And then he played Beautiful Dreamer. And then that music came down the holler like a flood until it was splashing and whirling all around us. And we looked, and at the end of the holler, there was a paling fence come chasseing right down the holler. And following it came two great big haystacks. And they were waltzing together around and around. And then everybody in camp took a partner, and we was all dancing too. And there was one little lame boy who'd been there for quite a while. And he hollered out, "Tony Beaver, I can dance." And he was dancing with the rest of us. And the music kept coming and coming, bigger and bigger. And all at once there was one great big tune that was greater than all the rest of them put together, with blue notes in the middle and pink notes up on top and gray notes down below. And it was way down upon the Suwannee River. And when it came down the holler, Fiddlin' Jimmy jumped right into the middle of it. And he was swept right on out the other end of that holler, and we never did see him again. But we didn't feel sad for him, 'cause he looked so all-fired happy when he disappeared. And when that great, wonderful tune went away, seemed like the hole it had come through sort of closed up. And the music all swept on out the other end of the holler, and it was gone. But with it was gone all the meanness and the spite and the tale-telling. And we all felt sort of lifted up above ourselves. And you know, that little lame boy, he never did limp no more. "Tony Beaver," he said, "I can walk." And he could. So what I'm telling you is, if the big music ever busts through where you are, you just let it take hold of you, and you dance with it. That's what you do. You hear me?